Well, I spoke to senior management of Ulster Bus this morning, and around tea time on Saturday night, the driver was at a bus stop in the lower part of Craig and leaving off some passengers, including a very young child in the pram with a mother. And the driver noticed two young men at the bus stop who were about to put on masks. One of them, he believed, may have been carrying a small gun in his hand, and the other was carrying a holdall. Thankfully, the driver was very quick and proceeded to move away and close the door. But there was a number of passengers on the bus who clearly were very distressed by it all. And the driver, I know, is badly traumatised and is off sick today. But in circumstances where those on the bus were older people, who, I know one of them said, we thought we had an end to this. It's awful, again, that the good name of the Craigan estate has been used in such a way. But clearly, what could only have been dissident Republicans.
This sounds like an apparent hijack attempt, as you said there, Pat. Is there any reason behind your belief that it was an attempt by dissident Republicans?
Well, for the intelligence around was that they appeared to be carrying a handgun. They had a hold on them, and in the past, these are circumstances where vehicles are hijacked, a device is placed on the van or bus, and the driver's been forced to take it to a designation. And we know those designations could be close to police stations or close to the courthouse in Derry, where in the past this has happened. But people genuinely, by a sick, sore, and tired of a small community, have no mandate from anyone at all, a handful of people in the city who's holding the city to ransom. And God knows a level of disruption would have happened if this bus had been hijacked.